Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have Cynthia with us from the Hoofed Animal Society out of Woodstock, and Cynthia's here to tell us more about Hoofed Animal and some of the promotions they've got coming up and fundraisers, and a little bit about Hoofed Animal. Cynthia, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
So, you want to tell the folks the background about Hoofed Animal?
Absolutely. Well, we're in our 53rd year of operation. We started in 1971, and our mission is to promote the humane treatment of hoofed animals. And we do that through education, investigation, intervention, and legislation.
And you're only 15 years old, incorrect?
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
My bones don't tell me that, but but my heart and my mind do.
Okay. All right. So the for your listeners, how about your mission, as far as your mission statement?
That is to promote the humane treatment of hoofed animals through education, legislation, investigation, intervention if required. And we do that by wonderful concerned citizens that give us a call should they happen to see something that they're not quite 100% sure if it's right with the care of an animal. And we have investigators that are licensed through the Illinois Department of Agriculture. And we go out and we talk to individuals and see what's going on. And sometimes we find that everything is just perfect. Maybe the caller was a wonderful citizen who was concerned but just may not know about, you know, horses.
Sure.
That they lay down and sleep, those types of things. Sometimes we find that the owner loves their animal. They may just not know, exactly all of the best way to provide for its needs. And so we work with that owner to provide them some education and help them get on the right path. And then sometimes we find that we do have to step in and work in a little more aggressive with nature, with law enforcement, and potentially impound an animal. And if that happens, then we do go ahead and pursue legal charges.
So when you do that, you notify the legal authorities.
Correct.
And the steps it goes through, what, a process for you to get the authorization to go out and pick those animals up?
Right, right. Yep, we have oversight from the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and we have certain procedures that we follow all the way along. And of course, our goal is to keep an animal in its home and get those people on the right path. Sometimes we find that that doesn't happen, and we do need to step in and actually impound that animal, bring it to our facility in Woodstock, Illinois. And typically that involves some rehabilitation of the animal once it comes. And then after we have brought that animal in and impounded, then we work with the state's attorney to try and pursue legal charges, whether it be misdemeanors, felony charges, that type of stuff.
I know when you brought animals in that a lot of them are in very, very bad shape and need care. And you have to put all that work into bringing them back to good health and bring them back to where they should be.
Absolutely. And it is so, it's so rewarding, you know, to see an animal that comes in. A lot of times we have starvation issues and that type of stuff in the animals that we deal with. And to see them go from walking skeletons to a nice plump, hopefully not too plump, but healthy animal is quite rewarded. And at that point, then we're ready to hopefully find them a loving forever home so that we can, you know, unite an animal and a family and everybody's happy.
That was my next question. So now they're ready for adoption. What's the process, Cynthia?
Well, we have an application on our website. And we just ask you a few basic background information. And what we're looking for is to gain an understanding of what you're looking for in an animal so that we can try and match up our animals with your needs and get each animal and owner the best possible partnership. And so once that is done, we give you a call and we do a background check. So we reach out to the person's vet, farrier. If they haven't had a horse, then we might reach out to most likely, you know, they've had a dog or a cat. So we reach out to that veterinarian. We just make sure that they're providing everything that those animals need. We have them out to the farm to meet the animal. We do either on-site visit of their property to make sure that they're all set up to provide the shelter that each animal needs. Or we do a FaceTime or Google Meetup or something like that to look at their facility.
So you've got currently, you have, what, 25 animals on the farm?
We do. We have about 25 animals on the farm.
And tell us about Dove.
Oh, she's wonderful. She is a beautiful Palomino saddlebred mare. She's a very forward-thinking mare. She's very loving. And she is looking for somebody that has some riding skills because she is forward-thinking. She's been ridden both English and Western.
So when you say forward-thinking, she'd be good for any age?
Well, you know, heck, when you're young, you're fearless, right?
Right.
As you get older, you tend to maybe be a little more cautious. but we're looking for somebody with some advanced riding skills for her. So more than likely, you know, she might be a great 4-H project for a kid if they're working with a trainer and have those skills. So basically somebody who's pretty far along and can handle a more forward-thinking animal.
And how old is Dove right now?
Dove is maybe 17, I believe.
Oh, okay. And you've also got a 23-year-old.
We do. We have all different ages. I think our oldest horse right now is 29, but we have right now the 23-year-old that you're thinking of she's a sorrel Averro paint mare, and her name is Lady. And Lady gets along phenomenally with other horses, both mares and geldings. And she can be a little more timid. She came from a situation where she wasn't handled much before. And so she's looking for somebody that'll spend a little bit of time with her and earn her trust. But she's a phenomenal mare.
And you have to tell the folks about your two mules.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Wayne and Sugar, they are just a ham, especially Wayne. He is
Wayne and Sugar.
Wayne and
okay.
Sugar.
All right.
Their official name is Lil Wayne and Sugar Ray, you know. So we got some music going there. But
okay.
But Wayne is, he's just a hoot. He's always ready to have his neck scratched and looking for attention. And Sugar is a little bit more on the reserved side, and she need to earn her trust. Mules are extremely, extremely smart animals. So they are bonded, and so we are looking for a home where they can both go together.
Okay. You know, I might mention, too, that you brought in horses, you brought in sheep, you brought in pigs,
mm-hmm.
goats.
Yep.
Right.
We've had alpacas, llamas. At one point in time, the Humane Society had an elk on the property. So we've had a lot. We've had a cow, the famous, infamous cow that ran through the suburbs of Chicago over Park Ridge and Niles.
Right.
That cow ended up at our facility, and we took care of it. And it's now at a lovely farm and keeping another cow company.
I might add that if you go to the Hoofed Animal Farm, when you go look at the hogs, they know Cynthia's voice. When she calls them, they come running out of the barn like they're running to their mom looking for a treat. And she has a banana ready, you know, skin and all. She cuts it in half and gives it to the hog, and they just love it. So, and I understand you've got a hog right now, right?
We do. We have a little Juliana pig that
okay.
is absolutely adorable. Her name is Buttercup. She actually came from a hoarding situation. So previously to us, she was kept in a house, but now she is in our heated facility, and she loves to be buried underneath all of her straw, you know, in the cooler months. But she just can't get enough of you and just wants to be pet all the time.
And she's up for adoption, too?
She is up for adoption.
Okay. So talking about the location, let's give people the location where you're at in Woodstock, Cynthia.
Yeah, we are on 47 and McConnell. So the kind of the main roads that are closest are 47 and 14. And out there, you know, our farm is 34 acres. And we have on that farm, we have an education center, which also houses our office. And in that center, we hold classes for the public, as well as government agencies, other charitable organizations. Then we have a quarantine barn. So every animal that comes into the farm spends 2 weeks in a barn away from the other animals, just to make sure that they're healthy, so we're not introducing anything into our current population. And then we have a medical barn with a wonderful medical station that some donors and the public came together on a matching program, and we have that in a medical barn. We have an arena, which we just recently put some new footing in, thanks to some donors. And we have riding classes and ground horsemanship classes and that type of stuff in there. And then our newest addition is a big, beautiful red and white barn. It's really the focal point of the farm. You can't miss it when you drive up.
I was just going to get to that because that was kind of an interesting topic.
It is. It's a beautiful memorial that a husband and her former employer made a donation to the farm in her honor. And it's a beautiful 8-stall barn with a wash station. And we have a really nice, big, wide open aisle so that we can continue to hold community classes all throughout the year. Previously, we've had to kind of slow down on that in the winter because, you know, Illinois has some pretty rough winters, as we all know.
Right, right. Well, you want to share with the folks your community classes, what goes on there, what you present, Cynthia?
Absolutely. So for, you know, the 53 years that we've been around, we've always served the equine and equestrian community. And in 2023, we started focusing on a partnership with other community organizations that focus on children. And the goal is to allow all children to be able to experience the joy of horses and other hoofed animals. So what we've recently done is we've created some partnerships with the Huntley School District, for example, their Light program through MCC. And we also have a partnership with the Woodstock School District. So you'll see a lot of school classes coming out and learning horses and how to care for horses. And, you know, the younger kids, they help us pick up sticks and rocks in the field, and they learn why we do that, you know, for the care of the animals. And
sure.
Then, you know, they go on a farm tour. We partner with the Pioneer Center. We have them out, you know, monthly for tours of the farm, that type of stuff. And we have just started a partnership with Child Advocacy Centers of McHenry County, and we're really looking forward to that. And there's a few more in the works.
So these are the kids that have had tough situations in their lives, so they can come out and they're greeted with the horses and maybe ride one of the horses that might be a very tame mare that you got on the premises.
Yep. We'll do some classes. You know, for example, we also partner with the Woodstock Library. Kids can sign up on the Woodstock Library's webpage, or they can call, and they come out and they read to the animals. And that's one Saturday a month in a couple hours.
And that's what you call rescue readers?
That's what we call rescue readers, exactly. And so some of the programs with the other organizations will be structured similar to that, with eventually those kids that find an interest and joy in truly being with the animals, and they want to invest the time and learn about the education aspects, not just rawhide, right? We got to learn how to take care of them appropriately.
So with the Pioneer Center or even with the CAC, when those kids come out, many of them have never been around a large animal before. I mean, a dog or a cat's one thing, but now
right.
You're talking about this 15-hands horse, right?
Right.
That
right.
They're in front of. How do you work with them to take that fear away?
Yeah, well, we each child, you know, depending on the capabilities and the age, we determine the number of children, right, to supervisor ratio. And then we may start with like a small class. So there is an instructor and we have a horse and we have them sit around and we talk to them about how to look and read an animal's cues, like, or aid, you know, like, are their ears back? What's going on with their tail? So we teach them about safety, and then we teach them about animal care, and then we may teach them how to groom, that type of stuff. But we make sure that they're all supervised appropriately for their age and their abilities.
I know when you've had goats out there before,
mm-hmm.
before they were put up for adoption, they are a real hoot because they are so friendly. I mean, they want to just climb in your lap when you're next to them.
Yes, they
right?
do. Yes.
So they're really very, very interesting. You want to share with the folks about the gentleman that comes in? Is it from Montana?
Oh, from South Dakota.
Or South Dakota? Okay.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Close enough.
Yep. Yep. That is Brad Andrews, and he is a board member of ours, and he is also a horsemanship expert and trainer. And he comes in and he works with our animals to brush them up on their skills and that type of stuff. He may, at community events, lead fun little demos where we teach people how to rope or something along that line. But he helps us get our animals and evaluate our animals so that we can paint an accurate picture to their potential adopter about what we know, because often our animals don't come with a back history, so we need to figure them out. And he helps us with that evaluation and brush up on their skills so that hopefully they can find that forever home.
Well, he's a true horse master, and he's a real I view him as a cowboy, because he just really knows, and his class is what he does. And I think you brought him out for the two mules because you had to work with them to put a harness on them or something, or to get them adapted to a harness.
Well, the mules have been around for a while. And like I said, mules are very smart, and they didn't have a really wonderful background. So they were a little cautious of humans. And so Brad has helped us earn their trust and respect and get them handled. And he's actually got them started under saddle, which is just
really
absolutely amazing. So they're coming along wonderful with his assistance. And that is, the mules have been with us for many years. And that's because they didn't have those skills that made them super attractive to just the average person, right? So you need somebody with Brad's capabilities to get them there. And then now they're in a good position to start finding a home where somebody can take that animal and keep moving forward with it.
I think what's good about it is that you give people a history on the animal and tell them where the animal was when it came in, where it is now, and what they could look forward to and what they should be doing. So it gives them really a roadmap for the future with that animal if they adopt it.
Yep, we try to, and we're always here, and they're always welcome to, you know, reach back out to us. And we make a lifelong commitment to our animals. So should an adopter's circumstances change in the future or something like that, and they need to bring the animal back to us, we always accept our animals.
So I guess it's time to talk about dollars and cents.
That's right.
Gotta
have the money to make the programs work.
Okay, so you're a nonprofit.
Correct.
501c3.
Yes.
And you work off of donations.
We do. We do, yes. We do all types of fundraisers. We have opportunities to honor an individual, a birthday, a memorial. A lot of people will put haws in their estate planning. Maybe you can't financially afford to donate now, but if you remember us in your will, your legacy can go on and help the animals and future people if you remember the organization in your will. And then we do lots of fun events like our murder mystery dinner, which is coming up.
I guess we should probably say when that date is.
That's
right.
Right. That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
All
and
right.
Everybody is invited. It's a wonderful event. It is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, February the 17th. And it is at the Bull Valley Country Club. We'll have a wonderful Taste of Italy buffet, silent auction, 50-50 raffles, and we have a play that's been especially written for Haas, and the audience can follow along with the play, and then they can choose if they want to participate in solving who it is, and they do that by going around
and
finding
mystery,
clues.
Right?
It is.
Okay.
It is. They can go around and find clues and turn it in, and we'll announce if they got it right.
And how much are the tickets,
right.
Cynthia?
Tickets are $100, and they can be purchased on our website or by calling us.
So that includes the buffet.
It does.
And drinks would be separate.
Drinks are separate, yes. Good point,
okay.
Yes.
You know, I might add, too, that you receive no federal or state funding, correct?
Correct, correct. We do solely rely on donations.
Okay. Now, your upcoming event on the 17th, the Murder Mystery, at the Bull Valley Country Club, what do you anticipate as far as the number of people you think you'll be looking at there?
We are hoping to meet the maximum, which is what we did last year, of 150 people, and we still have quite a few spots open. So our maximum is 150 people, and heck, if we this keeps going, this is our second annual event. I mean, there is another room downstairs, or we could hold another date. So,
well, I guess we should tell the folks how they should get a hold of you or how they should find out more about this program.
Absolutely. You can visit us on our website, which is haas.org. So that's HAHS.org for Hoofed Animal Humane Society. our first letters of each word. And or you can call us. And you can reserve a ticket there, or ask any questions. And that phone number is 815-337-5563.
So let's give that one more time, Cynthia.
815-337-5563.
And in other ways, how can people help your organization?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers, and we have a whole variety of ways people can volunteer. Maybe you want to garden. Maybe you want to help us with tidying up the office. Maybe you want to help us clean the horse stalls and the buckets. That all has to happen.
You know, I think I heard our engineer John say something about he doesn't mind cleaning the stalls.
Oh.
But I'm not sure if I heard right or not.
Yes, we could add you to our
somebody's
got to
do it. Somebody's got to do it.
That's John, our wonderful engineer. Thanks, John. With all the different things, how many volunteers do you have right now, Cynthia?
Oh, my goodness. It varies. Probably on a regular basis, we have around 25 volunteers, and we have we have a very flexible volunteer schedule. So some places make you come at certain times, that type of stuff. We realize that everybody has other time commitments, and we're very grateful when people can step in and help however they can. So we just ask that you schedule a time with us and let us know when you can come out. And then we also have a program that our Hooves and Hands are volunteer, Hooves and Hands volunteers. So if volunteers want to actively be engaged with the animals, and they want to learn about the animals and be able to groom and that type of stuff, they commit to 3 days a month for about a three-hour time slot each visit.
Okay.
And the first hour is helping us with the farm chores, caring for the animals, stall cleaning, buckets.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff, right?
Okay.
And then the next hour is we break into two groups, more of an entry-level group and an advanced group. And we work with them with horses. And we pull them out, and we may be teaching them how to brush a horse, or we may be teaching them how to lead a horse, or how to lunge a horse, or we may be teaching them some liberty, that type of stuff. So just depending on where that person's skill set is, and they can, of course, then advance along.
And I assume you probably have high school and college students.
We do.
That come out to help, too, especially in the summer months.
Yeah, we do. And we even, you know, have programs for people to come do internships. We've had a lot of great internships students come that are maybe going into vet school and that type of stuff in college. You know, they're looking for that. So we do have volunteer opportunities for everybody. Kids under 16 need to volunteer with a parent.
Okay.
And then kids 16 and older, the parent can approve for them to come out, and then we will accept them on their own.
And you have chores for both indoors and outdoors.
Correct. So, you know, some people want to help us clean tack, and you can sit in a chair and do that. And there's actually something very rewarding about looking at
a clean
piece.
You know, we should mention, too, that you've got a tack shop where you've got saddles and bridles and halters and all kinds of gear that are being made available at very, very low prices. So if someone's starting out and they needed a saddle or they need a harness or whatever, the prices are ridiculously low for them to start out to actually get into it.
Right. Our tack store serves a couple of purposes. One, it helps the community be able to get what they need to take care of their animals, and it helps us fund our work with the animals. So all of our items come in through donations. So let's say you have some piece of tack sitting around. Bring it on in. We'll put it to use either on the farm, or we'll use it to help us raise funds to take care of the animals.
Well, thank you so much, Cynthia. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Well, we've been visiting with Cynthia Glensgard from the Hoofed Animal Society in Woodstock, and you heard her story about what they're doing and their needs and their fundraiser coming up. We want to thank everybody for listening today, and please go to huntleycommunityradio.com. Contact us for more information. In the meantime, have a great day, and thank you, Cynthia, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.